I was still, I was looking down that way. So you get the thumbs up, because that's what Aggies do. All right, we were ready.
Right. And so it was a big reverse.
Heavenly Father, we lift up those who were entrapped in Mexico by the cartel and pray their safety getting out of that country. God, I just pray our country would come together as one. Lord, if we'd have a spiritual revival here, we need it so badly. Be with our commissioners and our judge today, and we just thank you for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Okay, so I'm glad it's not just us that is announcing, but there's...
Thanks everyone for coming out this morning. We will get started with item number one, which is the open court session comments from the court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and unusual unless it's a factual statement. We cannot comment back unless it is an agenda item. Anyone from the audience wishes to address the court at this point?
Fashionably late. I like it.
That's what you do here. You sit at the Baptist in the front row there or the back row?
You know, that hat sure looks familiar, especially that color.
Yeah.
Somebody else brought one home this weekend.
Uh-oh. All right. So we have, did you have anything you want to say now that you are here? Because it's open for public comment at this point.
I wanted to say good morning to everybody. It's a wonderful, beautiful morning. So
it is.
I couldn't think of anything better than sit here in Commissioner's Court this morning.
All right. Well, I'm glad that worked out.
You were absolutely right, Sheriff.
I'm going to pull my boots up and tuck them in.
My old football coach, Timmy Thompson, used to say, it's a great day to be alive.
That's right.
All right. If no one else for the audience, Commissioner?
No, it's a good day. It's a good day.
Commissioner?
I have got something that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
I have had just about a gut full of the Orange County Republican Party talking all this noise about CO2 carbon capture. A candidate to sit in this office has went on Facebook and completely 100% lied against this commissioner's court, and it has been addressed by Commissioner Viator before, and I guess I'm going to address it again, because we have never had a closed-door meeting, an open-door meeting, or any other meeting with anybody about carbon capture. And if the Orange County Republican Party wants to keep any credibility, they need to quit talking about it, because it's not true. And you're scaring your neighbors, your friends, and your family, saying that the men sitting on this board up here are trying to poison your water, and we've never even had a conversation about it. You're disparaging our EDC director, and she has had a conversation with the head of the Orange County Republican Party, and she still continues to lie about it. So I would just like to set the record straight on that, Judge.
Good comments. Yes, sir.
I'm not following that. I agree 100%.
I agree with that as well. I mean, you know, The thing about it is, and you know, when it comes to these comments about anything that we have to do in closed session, there are reasons that we have to do things in closed sessions that are bound by legal and rights that we have to give to our people that we work for us and citizens as well. But to your point, we cannot talk about what is in closed session, and we will not talk about what's in closed session. That's why it's closed. But I can tell you what we haven't talked about, and that is exactly right. So, anyway, other than that, we will move on to item number two, which is to acknowledge and presentation of Q4 2025 tax abatement report from Golden Triangle Polymers. Ms. Emily Mellon, you are up, my dear.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners, and staff. My name is Emily Mellon, and I'm Public Affairs representing Golden Triangle Polymers. Today, I have our fourth quarter report for 2025 in accordance with our tax abatement agreement with Orange County. I trust that you all have a copy. This report covers the time period of October 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2025. On page 2, under vendor supplier opportunities, the total number of local companies on our approved vendor list is 29. The total number of local companies on our local first vendor list is 140. For this quarter, EPCs report 15 local companies invited to bid for work, and GTP reports 4 local companies invited to bid for work. Under vendor supplier awarded, the EPCs report 15 local companies awarded bid for work and for a spend of $5.2 million. GTP reports 2 local companies awarded work for a spend of, with local companies of $8.6 million. For a total quarter spend combined with GTP and EPC of $13,779,092. On the small purchase spend, which is a total credit card spend in the community, EPCs report a spend of $1,511,370, GTPC spending $76,236, for a total quarter spend on combined small dollar purchases of $1,587,606, and all of that is an increase over the last quarter. On pages 3 and 4, you will see a list of companies in which this money was spent locally during the fourth quarter. And on page 5, you will see a running grand total of local contracted spend since the project announced of $491,703,612. And finally, on page 6, you will see employment hires. For the fourth quarter, the EPCs report 52 individuals of local workforce employed, and GTP reports an employment of local workforce at 27, for a grand total of local employment of 3,393 individuals since 2023. And that concludes our report for the fourth quarter of 2025.
Well, it looks good. Any other any questions?
Lots of money flowing through the community.
$3,900. That's going down, is it not?
Yes, as the project construction concludes, the hiring has stopped or slowed as those positions and as the work starts to conclude as well on the project.
I can remember, there was more than that in the past. Maybe not.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is local employment, and then obviously what you're probably thinking about too is the actual total of people working out on the site itself has been starting to steadily drop since.
3,900.
Yeah. And we were at our peak. We were at
over 7,500.
Yeah, 7,500
right.
Peak.
Yeah. We're about 50% of peak.
That explains why I haven't been getting as many calls about traffic on
the plus side of that is the traffic is improving.
Yes.
They don't need any highway lighting out there because I drove by last night. It's pretty bright enough.
Yeah.
That's energy. Thanks you, I'm sure.
All right. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how far y'all are getting pretty close to startup at some point, right?
We are, yeah. We're still planned. Full startup 2027, some units starting up this year, so as we get into third quarter, and we're bringing on utilities. We've shared with the local community. We're working to bring on our utilities in the second quarter.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, we will move on to item number 3, discussion possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports for the county treasurer for the month ending January 31st, 2026, and recording in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments of $8,140,655.46. B, approval of interest earned to date for $568,932.76. C, treasurer's report of revenues received and disbursed by the local government code 14.026. An affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for a total of $57,421,090.02. Wells Fargo Bank, $50,943,390.97. First Financial Bank of $6,477,699.05. And anything else you would like to add to that, Ms. Christie?
Is it approved?
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
item and number four, discussion and possible action regarding filing the minutes of court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the minutes of the court for $817,743.63. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for December 2025 and accredited to the General Operating Fund. Ms. Christie, you want to add anything to that as well? Motion by four. Second by three. Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Computers.
Well, it's thinking.
It's trying. If he started, he wouldn't do another.
That was cold this morning.
I guess that's what it was.
I haven't got my report out of my box yet. Is that higher or lower than this time last year?
It's amazing how when people leave town, taxes leave with them.
It's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
The benefit of it all. Thank you.
3,000 people leave the community when the project starts winding down.
Yep.
Sales tax, isn't it?
Number five, acknowledge for the recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for February 17th, 2026. Ms. Pena.
From the general fund, $70,042.75. Road and bridge, $525.62. Adult probation, $5,324.37. Airport, $1,736.43, for a total payment of $77,629.17.
You say it again one more time, I'm sorry.
$77,629.17.
All right, thank you.
Move to accept into the record.
Second.
And motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding payment of February 24th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. There are several of those. I'm not going to read all those numbers. I will mess that up before it's over with. Too many of them. And so if y'all want to read through that, look over them. If you see any questions about it that you want to ask anything on, if you have any concerns, just let me know, and then we'll let Penny finish with her portion of it.
I have trouble reading this, but I think you need to read it.
You think so? Well, I can highly suggest that if you'd like to read it, you can. Questions on anything on the first section? If not, Ms. Penny.
From the general fund, $598,779.79. Road and bridge, $132,247.98. Mosquito control, $441.64. Adult probation, $64,447.07. Airport, $2,027.06. Consolidated accounts, $209.53. For a total payment of $798,153.07. In addition to that, we had a wire transfer to Amity Bank for $421,081.25. That's for our certificate of obligation debt. and everything payment.
Okay.
That's basically the
Waste services.
I tried to forget that, but then I was trying to remember it then, so there's both sides of that coin.
I'll
move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the audit.
All right, motion by one.
Second.
Second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding receiving the county auditor's monthly financial reports covering October 2025 to January 2026. You should have a copy of that. Ms. Penny, anything you want to add to that? If you have any questions. Motion by one. Second by three. Further discussion? Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Number eight was a table discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a resolution confirming appropriations compliance and support of the Orange County Sheriff's Office grant application under Government Code 753. Sheriff, just shows where you're in compliance on this. If I can, I'll go ahead and read it.
It's actually a resolution showing that the court's in compliance.
But he's got to do all the work.
Yes, that's true.
I was going to read the resolution. I got to read this one. Resolution confirming compliance with appropriations requirements for law enforcement grants, whereas Texas Government Code Chapter 753 requires the Orange County Sheriff to enter into certain law enforcement agreements pursuant to Section 287, Immigration and Nationality Act, USC Section 1357. Whereas the Texas Government Code Chapter 753 provides for a grant program to support sheriff's offices in their administration of such agreements. And whereas the Orange County Commissioner's Court supports the Orange County Sheriff's Office application for such grant and affirms the county's commitment to abide by the appropriation requirements thereof as set forth in Section 753.105, Texas Government Code. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner Court of Orange County, Texas, hereby affirms that this has not and will not reduce the appropriation to the Orange County Sheriff's Office in response or relation to the sheriff receiving any Chapter 753 grant passed and approved by the Orange County Commissioner's Court at a duly called and lawfully convened meeting on this 24th day of September 26th, if I so have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
It's not time for you to come up yet, is it?
He's jumping the gun. He's got one more between him and there, but he's poised and ready.
He's in the staging area.
On deck circle.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's got a taser.
That does not make the jet. You don't get priority over the jet.
You hear that? I heard that.
Number nine, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the January 2026 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.0. Ms. Octavia, you are up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So for the month of January, we had a total collections of $39,197,656.95. Out of that portion, the county's portion was $10,525,561.50, bringing our year-to-date tax collection percentage at 52.76%. And that's about average for the last few years. So.
Okay.
January was a hard month. You know, my internet was down half the month, and but we're back up and running again.
Back up and going.
How's the new system working?
Doing really well. Yeah,
good.
Really, really well. We're just waiting on our pay-by-phone service to get started up, but soon that'll be up, hopefully, and then we'll be back to good again. So,
okay. Appreciate your efforts on that.
Yes.
Yeah, it was hard. It was a lot.
Y'all did good, though.
Yeah, but we got it, yes.
All right. I have a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion?
It's about right. Last year was around like 57. But, you know, with the mail too, the mail's been running really slow, so we've gotten a lot of January postmarks in February. So, but we're caught up with that as well. So.
All right. Any other comments? If not, we have a motion by two, second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right. Now his time is up. Discussion and possible action to join the 2026 Load Management Measure Agreement with Energy Texas to help addressing rising energy costs and to improve energy efficiency. Possible action may include authorizing the county pro tem to sign the same. Mr. Guidry, you are up.
Judge, Commissioners, this is a program that we've been doing with energy for the past 10 years. The only thing changed for this year is that we took the expo center out and we added the county jail on the program. Since they got their own generator over there, they didn't find it necessary to run our generators on a load. So, but we have the courthouse, the admin building, and the two parts of the jail facility on the program. So we ought to be doing pretty good. Usually get about $8,000 back from energy on that program.
Okay.
That no cost to us other than running our generator.
We need to test them anyway.
So it's
pretty
good. Be able to test it anyhow.
That's it.
All right.
You need a motion for that?
Yeah, I will need a motion for it because I have to sign it.
So moved.
Okay. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? I can tell you, but if you got a gas question, you got to come up and say.
Yeah, I was just wanted to explain the program a little bit.
Oh. Okay. Energy has a program where companies they run their generators on load to get off the energy grid. They'll send us an email stipulating how long and what day. They usually do it during the summertime, 3 months out of the year. So when they have a lot of load on their power grid, we'll run our generators for an hour to 2 hours and get it off their power grid, frees up their load, and then we get the money back in return.
Is that available to all companies?
The energy does have a program where there's a lot of companies, a lot of market baskets to it. There's other companies that are in the program, but they have to get energy on it.
And they have to have generator ability.
Yeah, it has to be large enough. They don't
large
just be a little small.
We're running 600 kW generators to get back on the power grid. So big load. It's around I think it's a 16,000
amp breaker that we're feeding back to. It works real good. All right. I have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action to authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to sign an updated contract between SETRPC and Orange County Transportation Department, previously approved on September 25th for the 5311 contract. Janelle, are you here?
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. I was trying to find you out there. You want any update on that?
Verbiage on the new form.
Okay. Motion.
So moved.
Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mm-hmm.
auto pen, huh?
You just had to go. You couldn't let that lay, could you?
I had to say it.
Lots of them blue stickers in there.
I know
sign
it.
Here, sign here. Be here a minute, folks.
Yep. I'm fast, unlike some other ones we know that sign. Take slow, deliberate, you know. Of course, you can't read mine, so.
There is that. You just want to be a doctor, but you're not.
No. I don't want to be a doctor. I've seen some of that. Ugh. I'd pass out. Yeah, only in the handwriting.
While you're doing that, I do see that's about $1 million grant to run that project. So that's good money for services to our citizens. So that's a good deal. It's a good deal.
Keep digging. What else you finding in there while he's signing?
I'm just looking.
Yeah, it breaks it all down.
It's a combination of federal and state monies. It's a pretty good deal. Did you deal just finding people to do it?
Finding people to want to work. All right. There was a lot of signatures on that one. All right, item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding an aerial waiver permitting the Orange County Mosquito Control District aircraft to fly at low altitudes over territory under the jurisdiction for mosquito abatement purposes. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. So I'm going to say that's a motion by one, a second by everybody else. Yeah, I'm going
to
put four down.
Contrary to some people's thoughts, we should continue to spray for mosquitoes.
Absolutely. So motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Here we go. All right, item number 13. Discussion and possible action regarding a contract between Orange County and Motorola Solutions. This contract is to migrate the Sheriff's Office to the WatchGuard Cloud Solutions for video footage as discussed in budget preparations. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Lisa, you are up.
Judge, Commissioners, this is a budgeted item, but we just need the contract signed. But the original budget was for $133,000 upfront costs, with the next 4 years being $73,784. This quote kind of spreads it out more evenly over the 5 years, and so this year would be, and every year after that would be $99,790.57.
So our first year payment was less
yes.
than we budgeted, but the next 4 years in our budgeting process will carry that. Okay. All right. I need a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I just want to say that's just another example of some budget money. We don't really have a lot of choice on what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to get these things done, so it's just another example of money that we have to spend.
Exactly. I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the approval and acceptance of the payment terms and services agreement between the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston and Orange County and authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. This is a one-time agreement. Same as for Jennifer could not be here today. She has something come up. But it's the same contracts we've had with them. It doesn't change any of our stuff. It's just our contract with them to do the work.
Motion.
You got a question?
No, it is a special. It is separate from our regular contract.
It's because of the between
them. It's a one-time deal for a specific patient regarding a specific service.
Yeah.
Specific circumstance.
Yes.
With one patient.
Yes. So moved.
All right.
Second.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion?
On February 10th's agenda, which I'm sorry I left at home, wasn't this brought up?
It's a different patient.
Oh, it's another patient.
Yes.
So is this something we do all the time?
Well, whenever we have a circumstance that sets up like this, we have to do it this way.
Okay.
And sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less. Okay. Hopefully there's less.
So this just involves something that's not covered by our original with the agreement?
It's a circumstance, as I understand it, that is outside of the usual treatment plan that we do with UTMB for routine patients.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is just an Orange County citizen that is
inmate.
It's an inmate. So, which means we have to treat
it. Okay. HIPAA makes it very sketchy on what we can actually
say. Yeah, we're very limited to what we can say, but it is an inmate, which we are required by law to provide services.
So that's why we're required.
When it goes outside the contract, we have to do a one-shot deal for that particular individual. And sometimes there's a few, sometimes there's none. But I prefer none, but we still got to treat it.
No, I understand. Okay, thank you.
All right. Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 15, closed meeting pursuant to Section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code. Deliberation regarding commercial or financial information Thornton County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in or near the territory of Orange County, and with the Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations, or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive to such business prospects under Section 551.087 of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. Ms. Megan, you're up. Who do we need in here?
Just EDC staff, legal, and the court.
With
recording.
With recording. And we are closed at 10:53 to take any action necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
No action. And then we're going to go to 17, which is closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.04 to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, or to hear a complaint or a charge against one or more officers or employees. Ms. Grimion, who would you like to have?
The court, Lori, myself, and with recording.
And we are closed at 10:54. We're opening at 11:21 for any action deemed necessary. No action?
I'm sorry. I recommend no action at this time.
Okay. And so we are going to item number 19, which is closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney one or more discrete and unrelated matters regarding pending or threatened litigation, as well as seek or receive information and advice from Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney of the court otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Ms. Denise.
That would be the court, myself, Tracy, and without recording.
So we are closed at 11:22. Are we ready? Ready? All right. We will open up at 11:27 for any action deemed necessary.
I recommend no action.
Recommend no action. All right. So I have a motion by one and a second by everybody else. I'm going to say four because he always says it loud. Motion by one, second by four for discussion and possible action regarding adjourning this Commissioner's Court meeting. And all in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11.
Opposing to the adjournment.
I almost made a comment about that during court.
Because they said we always vote together.
So we're opposed at 11.
I can't oppose adjourning, even though I made the
motion.
Barry Burton left,
right?
Why not? Barry Burton did.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.